Skills Practice 3, Exercise 3, page 117.
Today on Bling or Bust, we're talking to two of the fashion scene's most influential newcomers, Hannah and Simon Daniels. Hannah, if I may start with you, as I just mentioned, there has been some controversy about a few of your designs. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you react to criticism?
I assume you mean the suit we made for Tom Barnes. We don't set out to cause controversy, but it happens sometimes. Tom is vegan and he wanted a suit that showed that to the world. It was made of specially treated banana skins and only meant to be worn for one night. The press coverage of it all was very unfair. They painted us as crazy designers who care more about creating a name for ourselves than clothing people.
The other criticism made about your clothes is the cost. Simon, what do you say to people who claim your clothes are just far too expensive?
Well, there are always those people with money burning a hole in their pockets, and those who have to tighten their belts a little. We realise that our designs are not for everyone. This isn't fast fashion, you know. We use the highest quality materials and deal with only the best shops. Each piece is hand-sewn by either Hannah or me from scratch. We are planning on cutting costs in the future by taking on more staff, but I'm afraid the prices will have to stay at their present level for a while.
You say it takes ages for the designs to come to you. Where do you get your inspiration from?
We're working with designers from developing countries at the moment. I mean, obviously, we don't copy their work, but we get ideas from them just as they get ideas from us. We're working on several projects from designers that are doing well in their own countries, but just haven't reached the international stage yet. Basically, we've been helping to promote their work around all the major fashion centres, Paris, Milan, and London. It's been very exciting, and it's good to feel that you're giving something back.
How do you see the fashion industry itself developing in the coming years?
I think we'll have to see the end of fast fashion. The idea that a pair of skinny jeans can be sold for less than £10 is unrealistic. A lot of these items are made in sweatshops in poor countries. The workers are paid very little, barely enough to live on, and then these clothes are sold to people who wear them once or twice, and then they stay in the wardrobe for a year or two before being thrown out.
We need to change the model of fashion that has dominated our purchasing habits for so long. The seasonal fashion shows we've had all these years suggest a need to change clothes every 3 months. It's just not true. We need to move to clothes that should last a lifetime. You buy something that is timeless, and by that, I mean always in fashion, and over the years, you wear it out. Yes, they'll be more expensive initially, but in the long run, you won't be spending as much, and it'll save you a fortune.
Another thing to add here is the impact fast fashion has on the environment. Fast fashion contributes an astonishing 5% to the greenhouse gases that are causing climate change. Another problem is the use of synthetic materials. They might be cheaper, but they don't break down when they're thrown away, unlike natural materials. Let's not forget that fast fashion keeps its costs down by not always following the laws on environmental pollution. Some do, but a lot of these companies operate in countries that do not effectively regulate the factories. It's a great shame.
It certainly is. Okay, in a few moments we'll be talking about how you've moved most of your business online, but first we're going to take a commercial break.